This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you worried about a trap game? Does that thought into your mind?
What's trap, a trap game? I played in Carolina, bro, for a long time. I'm not familiar with trap games.
That's Dante Jackson. I don't know what a trap game is. I played in Carolina. My friend... You were the trap game.
Right.
Well, we got the 49ers, then we got Carolina, then the Eagles coming up. You, sir, you are the trap game. Dorn, you played in the NFL for a long time. Trap games exist at that level?
Yes. Yes.
Would this qualify as a trap game?
I've been wrestling with this. I would say no, because it's a division game. And it's such a short week, and you don't have that much time to actually think about it. You just got to go play. So, like a trap game, I remember what was it, 2016, whenever the Steelers went down to Miami, and everybody was throwing up. You remember that game? Was it 2016?
Yeah, I think it was 17.
Oh, 17. And the Steelers were doing, I think, pretty well at the time. And I remember I just started a podcast, and I was like, this is a trap game because the Steelers are going to overlook. They're going to not think about the weather. They're going to be, you know, it's Miami, and this team could beat you, and they're going to overlook. Because I think the following week was probably like the Ravens or something like that.
I think that's, you were right game. First. I think it was 16.
That's a trap game. This, to me, is not really a trap game.
It was 16, sorry.
It was 16?
Yeah, and they had the Patriots coming up next. Right. Boy, did you nail that.
Right.
That, you're right. That was when Lawrence Timmons is throwing up, and they lost 30-15.
Yes.
Before taking on their bugaboo guys, the New England Patriots.
That was a trap game. It's usually like, I mean, it's just so weird right now because of the short week. It's a division game. Like, you know you have to win it. A trap game is whenever it's like, oh, like, we are going to win this game no matter what. Like, this team stinks. Like, hey, next week we got to play the Bengals. Or next week we got to play the Raiders. Or we got to play the Eagles. Or we got to play the Chiefs. Like, if that was next week, I could say that this was a trap game. But now they know that they have to win this game.
If the Bengals were great, then it would fit the bill a little bit more.
Yeah.
Ravens, 2-8 Browns. Wow, right. Really good Bengals team. Bengals stink too.
Right.
Sitting there at 4-7. Let me see if I can sway you though, Doran. Steelers 1-7 on the road in Thursday night football games under Mike Tomlin. And they are 10-10 in their last 20 after a Ravens game, which actually isn't that bad.
Mm-mm.
I think Pony said, or Mueller said yesterday, that they're 12-8 in their last 20 games after the Bengals. So it's not really all that different. I do think it fits the bill as a trap game because you are so emotionally high after the last two games, really. The Washington game comes down to the wire. It was a measuring stick. Then you got to get right back up, AFC North kitchen against a really good football team and maybe the league's MVP in Lamar Jackson. And now it's, whew, we did it. We went 2-0 against those teams. And here are the Browns. A place where they've also gone 1-4-1 in their last 6 on the road. It's really become a house of horrors for them. I do think it's a trap game. It doesn't mean that I think they're going to lose. I am nervous. But how about Pony's take yesterday? I don't usually like to do this. I mean, we do like to bounce off other shows, and they like to bounce off our shows. Pony said he'd give them a pass if they lose this game, that he would jump on the air on Friday and not crush them. I did that earlier in the year. It was the Colts game.
Mm-hmm.
They started 3-0. They played three teams that we now know to be good. You're going on the road. You did it with your backup quarterback, and I said, if they lose this game, I'll give them a pass. Every team in the NFL has games like that. Well, now, and I'm serious about this, if they lose to the Browns, I think it will be as mad as I've been after a loss, maybe in years, because I think this team's different. This team is a Super Bowl contender, and I think about Dallas. I think about Indianapolis. Less so Indy, more so Dallas. That was the quote-unquote Tomlin game. That's the game that now, when you have the whole picture, they never should have lost. At home, NFC opponent, prime time, no Parsons, no Lawrence.
Justin Fields.
I know you had Justin Fields, but he was really good to that point. And you're a play away from winning it. Again, these games happen, but because that one already happened, you can't afford for another one to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think right now your sights need to be set on being the number one seed in the AFC. Your sights need to be set on winning the AFC North. And if you lose this game tomorrow night, you're going to need to make up for this game against a better team later on. Like the Washington win, I didn't know about, and I said at the time, if you get it, that'll be like found money. But I also said it might be the most important non-division game the rest of the year because I thought it was the most winnable non-division game the rest of the year. Well, now that you have it, you kind of get greedy. If you want to be the number one seed, if you want to definitely win the AFC North, you have to beat Cleveland and you have to beat Cincinnati because if you don't, you got to go on the road and do something that you never done and beat Philadelphia, which I don't feel good about no matter how good the Steelers are. The Steelers won the Super Bowl in 08. They got their asses kicked by Philly.
Mm-hmm.
They got sacked 9 times in that game. Ben was bleeding. He's bruised. He's battered. You ain't winning out there. It's not happening. So you got to take care of the gimmies. And this should be a gimme. I will be irate tomorrow if they lose this football game, Dorn. Irate, I tell you.
Well, I don't.
On Friday, I guess.
I won't give them a pass at all if they lose this game, which I don't think that they will. And like I said yesterday, good teams, they show you that they're good. They don't tell you that they're good. But I would honestly give them a pass if they lost to Cincinnati the week after. I would. Because it would feel like, okay, like you're on this 4-game win streak.
6? If they win this week.
With Russell Wilson, sorry.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
With Russell Wilson. Yeah, what? 1, 2, 3.
It'd be 5.
5. You'd be on a 5-game win streak with Russell Wilson. So you would think that you would come down to earth at some point, and you would give up a lot. So, like, Cincinnati, they're a better football team that you can, in my opinion, afford to lose to because they're better than I think that their record shows in ways where they're explosive. Like, they can go out there and they can beat you in a lot of ways. They just haven't gotten it together. Like, they just haven't done it and executed, and the record shows for that. But Joe Burrow can beat you.
Sure.
Ja'Marr Chase can beat you.
Absolutely.
T. Higgins can beat you. If you, Jameis Winston shouldn't be able to beat you. Jerry Jeudy, who's now the number one receiver, shouldn't be able to beat you.
No.
This defense that has given up for the Browns, and I mean, you know, Myles Garrett got called out basically by Lima, their morning show host. Yesterday we played the clip. It wasn't even seen during the game against the Saints. They get whooped 35-14 against the Saints. This team should not beat you. So I think that they go in and take care of business, and I would be okay the following week if they did lose to Cincinnati because they have better talent.
A texter brings up that the Browns did beat the Ravens a few weeks ago. They sure did, but I agree with you. That was the we're circling the wagons game.
Yep.
Deshaun Watson is no longer our quarterback. Those guys couldn't possibly have believed in Watson. I don't think the coaching staff believed in Watson. I think they liked the guy. I think they respect him as a teammate. I think they rally around him, and they were all bummed out when he got hurt, but I don't think they were bummed out when Jameis Winston took over the reins. So it was our last stand, basically, and then they got whooped on the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like they rallied, they fought, and Amari Cooper's gone, they're selling off assets, and I don't think they have the drive, the want to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers the way that they probably need to win this game. The Baltimore game also, Baltimore had a lot to do with not winning that game.
Correct.
3 drop picks. Rashad Bateman drops what would have been a game-changing long toss down the field from Lamar Jackson. If the Steelers do not beat themselves tomorrow, they should be able to win this game. And I'm at the point where I know they're good. We don't need to break down every single game and then extrapolate what they did in that game and say, would it have been good enough to beat Buffalo? Would it have been good enough to beat Kansas City? They've already beat 5 playoff teams. They don't need to convince me that they're good. What they need to do now is accrue enough wins to win the AFC North and maybe get the number one seed in the conference. So if they win tomorrow 12-10, I'm fine with
it.
Because how many times do we see every week in the NFL, teams lose to teams that they're not supposed to, they don't play well, and they get the L. I'm even fine if they don't play well, but you got to get the win.
Yes.
Get to 9-2. You get to 9-2, you're winning this division. It's going to be really hard to gack it up, and you're still going to have a shot at the number one seed. But if you lose a game to Cleveland...
Everything goes out the window.
That and...
That you have accrued from the last couple weeks.
Well, and then it makes... You're on pins and needles the rest of the year, man. Like, if you get to 9-2, you're not doing that nervous math, like, oh, are the Ravens going to... Are they going to catch you for the division? Or... You might even for a fleeting moment, are the Steelers definitely going to make the playoffs? Let's say you lose this game, and then you lose to Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Now you're sitting there at 8-4, and you're all nervous. Just win tomorrow night and make it easy on us, for God's sakes. Texter, I read last night Tomlin hasn't won on the road on a Thursday night since 2007. Well, I know that they're 1-7 in road Thursday night games. So you're fighting against history here. And you're fighting against recent history in Cleveland. 412-928-9370. I wonder if Steelers fans are nervous about this one. I've heard a lot of analysts say that they think this is a game the Steelers could get bit in. I think that a lot of fans are nervous about this one, but I don't know. So I want to find out. I'm fixing to find out, Doran, and we'll open up the phone lines. We've been opening up the phone lines a lot of late because we love talking to you, and we love talking to you in the 6 a.m. hour. So get in line, 412-928-9370. Are you nervous about this game tomorrow night? Steelers-Browns tomorrow, I'm nervous. I think the Steelers are going to win the game. I think it's going to be ugly, and Mother Nature is going to have something to say about this. It's either going to be really cold and sleety, or a little bit colder and snowy.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a weather game.
Yes, it is.
Here's why I have confidence. Sometimes you just throw stats out on a Thursday night game and when you got two division rivals, but you got to break it down the way you know how to break it down. And as far as a matchup's concerned, this is why, as the week's gone on, I've got less and less nervous. The second the Steelers beat the Ravens, I thought, yeah, shoot, they're going to lose to the Browns. That's the first thing I thought. Let's go! Dang it, they're going to lose to Cleveland. You start breaking it down. Steelers have Justin Fields, who became a weapon for them last week. Taysom Hill had 3 touchdowns, 7 carries, 138 yards.
Mm.
One on a QB power, another on... Well, 2 on QB power, 1 on a zone read. 3 touchdowns, 7 carries, 138. If the Steelers want to mess around and play with little Justin Fields, I don't mind that. The Browns had no answer for it, Doran. None. Browns have one of the worst rush defenses in the NFL, and the Browns by far have given up the most sacks in the NFL. 4.6 a game. And you would think that would have changed with Jameis Winston, but it hasn't. In his 3 starts, he's been sacked on average 4 times a game. So you've got a great pass rush. They have a terrible offensive line. You've got a good running game. They've got a really bad run defense. From a matchup perspective, not only are the Browns bad, not only are you good, you're good at the things they're bad at.
Mm-hmm.
So you should win the game. So that's why, nervous, anxious, I still think they're going
to
win.
You should be able to control the game. And some of the passes and things that, you know, Russell Wilson has done well, you can do in an elements game. Throwing the ball to Darnell Washington, tight end usage, crossing routes, boots, things of that nature, where you get him on the move a little bit. And whether it's raining or not, you still have a levels type concept where you do have an underneath route, you have a mid-level route, and you have a deep route that you could kind of pick from.
Yeah.
If you can't get the ball out and can't throw it down the field, you would hope that somebody underneath would be open. Jalen Warren's going to have a big game in the passing game. That's a check. We'll do odds and ends tomorrow. But I think that Jalen Warren's going to go over his yards in the passing game. I think running backs will be used a lot in the passing game. As I said, tight ends as well. So you've done a very good job controlling the game with the run whenever you needed to.
Yes.
This year if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think that that'll be the mindset going into this game. But on the flip side, if we're thinking Justin Fields, I guarantee the Browns are thinking Justin Fields, and they already have something for that because they did see Taysom Hill do that. So it's not like they have to, it's not like they're going to be caught off guard. And they did see Justin Fields get two reps against the Ravens. So they will have something. Now, can they stop it is the key. But I do believe, is what you're saying, and we're talking through this right now, the matchups, I do believe Justin Fields will probably have over 10 snaps in the game.
10 snaps?
Yep.
It makes sense based on what Hill did last week, yeah. man. I mean, he absolutely killed him. Now, they used him in ways that I don't think Arthur Smith will. Arthur Smith, maybe he's just throwing a little cheese out there for the Browns to take. He said, we don't view Justin Fields as a gadget player.
Mm-hmm.
We view him as another starting caliber quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Use him a little more as a gadget guy in this game. Make them prove that they can stop him.
Right.
And also, weird as it is to say, Steelers have a significant running back advantage in this game. Nick Chubb's not the same guy since he came back from injury. And I feel bad. He and Derrick Henry, for me, were the two best. You can throw a couple of Saquon.
Christian.
And Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, top five.
Top five running backs in the NFL. That guy's had a truly wonderful career, and he's a fun guy to watch. He's a throwback. He's not wearing gloves. He's running dudes over. He's averaging 3.1 yards a carry this year. He's nowhere near as explosive. The offensive line stinks, and the Steelers have run it on everybody this year. Now, sometimes it's, we're just going to wear you down, and it's going to be a war of attrition, and eventually the Steelers' running game is going to break through, but I think they're going to run all over Cleveland tomorrow, or they should, especially in the weather. Line up, run it right up their butts, and get out of there with the dub. Are you nervous? 412-928-9370. And we'll get into more of the matchups tomorrow. Ryan in Cannonsburg first up today. Hi, Ryan.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Great.
I am nervous. I'm nervous.
What scares you the most, Ryan?
Forget all the stats, the whole 1-7 Thursday night football games. This is just a super, super Tomlin-esque football game to lose, regardless of what day it is.
I think if they win this game, Ryan, that maybe Steelers fans, myself included, can say, well, maybe the other shoe's not going to drop this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've done the things that you've wanted to see for the last couple of seasons. They've blown out some bad teams. They've beaten really good teams. Like, last year's vintage Steelers probably gets their doors blown off by Washington.
Yes.
And not only does that not happen, they win the game. So they're showing us things. The next step is, okay, now that they are what they are, and now that they're playing with their starting quarterback, can you not have the game where it's a lull and you're kicking yourself at the end of the year?
Yes. And listening to Pony's ridiculous take yesterday talking about how he wouldn't be upset had me mad. I'll be mad if we lose.
He got me too, Ryan. It was a great radio dude thing to do. I'm going to give him a pass if they lose. 412-928-9370, and the phone lines explode.
Yep.
He got me. I know what he's doing. I think he believes it. He knows what he's doing. I know what he's doing, and even I'm thinking, I'm not going to be mad if they lose the game. Have your balls dropped off?
Right.
I mean, how soft are we?
Yeah, you should be irate if they lose a game against a very bad football team that just basically got blown out by a bad football team.
The Saints suck.
They stink.
They're terrible.
Awful. They fired their coach. They don't have a coach.
The coach they do have is clogging toilets before his first game.
Risen people up.
Yes.
I mean, they used Taysom Hill. They beat you with Taysom Hill. I didn't look. I looked at the stats the other day, and I saw Taysom Hill had over, 140 yards rushing.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had some, like, over 40 yards receiving. Like, he basically beat them himself.
He did. I watched the condensed game yesterday, and they have him lined up in the slot, and he fumbled a football. They had him run from the slot, took a toss from Carr, lobs one 50 yards down the field, picked off. I mean, he was their game plan.
Yeah.
That guy beat him. If you are expecting this team to do great things in the postseason, then they need to do great things tomorrow.
Absolutely.
They have to.
You're absolutely right. You got to take care of business. You have to take care of bad football teams.
Yes.
Take them out.
If you want to be a team that is a top two seed in the AFC when it's all said and done, you win the game.
Mm-hmm.
You win the game. Like, if you split against the Bengals, I guess I live with it because Joe Burrow, right? It wouldn't make me happy, But okay, fine. He got over on you. You can't lose both.
Nope.
But if you split against the Bengals, at least they can rationalize that Ja'Marr Chase really good, T. Higgins really good, the quarterback honestly playing at an MVP level. But Jameis Winston in the sleet?
No. Should never happen.
No. In fact, he should throw the ball to you a couple times. He didn't throw an interception against the Saints. And all that makes me think is my man is due.
Yeah.
Because this is a guy that loves to throw the ball to the other team. I'm sorry, you can't lose to Jameis Winston, and the reaction tomorrow be, well, they had won five in a row, eventually they were going to lose. Eventually, they will. They're not going to run the table the rest of the way, but you don't lose to this team. And it's not just the matchups. It's not just, oh, Steelers good, Browns bad. No, radio hosts are questioning their effort level. Are they giving a damn? And I think the resounding answer out of Cleveland is no. So are they even getting their jollies off trying to play the spoiler?
No.
Right?
No.
I don't think Stefanski wants to be there.
No, they want to. They're in vacation mode. They can't wait to get pack their bags and go on vacation.
And if you can get up like 10, 14, nothing, and it's cold, and you're 2-8, what? They don't want to be there.
Nope.
Texter, Cleveland's coach always out-coaches Tomlin. Eh. Sometimes their special teams coach does. In 2020, in the COVID playoff game. Texter, in years past, this game would make me nervous, but this team is different. Feel good about tomorrow. I feel pretty good about tomorrow.
Yeah, I feel really good.
You feel really good.
I've always, ever since they even beat the Ravens, immediately, I was like, oh, they're going to beat the Browns on a short week. Yeah, for sure. They still have the confidence, but they have the confidence and they have that positive mindset from the Ravens game. But the Ravens game probably to them feels like it was like 2 years ago. Like they immediately forgot about it as soon as they left the locker room on Sunday.
I do like Tomlin's strategy here. If we're not even showing the Ravens
nope.
tape. We're moving on to Cleveland. And I wouldn't show the fourth quarter of the Saints Browns game either. I want them to take these guys seriously. 412-928-9370. How nervous are you about tomorrow night's game? I think it's a must win. We'll get into more of the reasons why when we come back. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And you can give us a ring on the fan hotline, 412-928-9370. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Are you nervous about Steelers Brownies tomorrow? We're kind of doing a vibe check a day early. Tomorrow we're breaking it down. We're melding, our Thursday and Friday together. So we'll have odds and ends. We'll have Pat Bostic for a couple of hours. We have Jeff Hathorn. So we're kind of vibe checking it out here on a Thursday, 412-928-9370. Before we get back to the phone lines here, a couple of notes. I just read this from Alex Cazora. If Corliss Waitman would continue with his current average of 47.2 yards per punt, it would be a Steelers franchise record.
Really?
Yeah. And I heard this stat the other day. Steelers giving up 2.4 yards per punt return, best in the league.
Wow.
So not only is Boswell just crushing these field goals, and he's missed one, it was 62 yards, but as far as the punt coverage unit and the punter, they're best in the sport. And this wasn't even the guy that wanted to be punting the football this year.
Johnston, and he gets hurt, you know, tears his ACL, I believe. And then, but just from last year to this year, I mean, if we talk about a unit or we talk about positions that have transformed night and day, I mean, quarterback clearly is one, but I guess, I mean, what, special teams has to be right there.
Don't sleep on it. You can't sleep on it. It's a massive, massive deal.
Massive.
When your defense is as good as the Steelers' defense is, and you're not given any oxygen on the punt return. When your average starting field position is back in your own end, it's such a big deal. It's such a big deal. The Steelers are really good in the margins right now, and that's what makes them a tough team to beat. And I think things like that matter in a potential weather game. One more thing that came out of yesterday's locker room conversations, Doran. We had a couple of weeks ago, Arthur Smith accidentally slip up and say that Darnell Washington's a 300-pounder. Russell Wilson said yesterday he's 315 pounds.
Is that what he said? Really?
He did.
315. I mean, I'd buy it. I'd buy it.
Broderick Jones is 6'5". 311 he's listed!
Man, to be able to move like that? Whew.
You almost don't blame him for not jumping for that ball whenever you consider that he's 315.
Yeah, that's a whole odd weight.
Okay, don't take this the wrong way. I want to see that guy with his shirt off.
It's not going to... Do you think it's going to look bad?
No.
No, it's not.
No.
No.
I'm not quite expecting Aaron Donald because he's one of one, but I'm expecting closer to that than like Casey Hampton.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that guy is...
I mean, he's a definition of a freak of nature.
Yes.
Definition.
He's like Jason Momoa. You know who that is?
Yeah, Aquaman.
Aquaman. That movie was just pure ass.
Terrible.
So bad, I would have, if I saw it in theaters, walked out in the middle.
Yep.
Also in Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
Where he was really good.
That's where you were going.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
But, I mean, in Aquaman, he doesn't wear a shirt. So I think that's what you're...
Good point. He doesn't wear a shirt in Game of Thrones either.
Does
not
he ever
one,
wear a shirt?
Not one time.
Does he have a shirt? Every time I've seen him in a picture, if he has a something of a... of clothing on, it's that knitted shirt. Like, there's, like, holes in it.
Yeah, so you can see what's going on underneath.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't wear knitted shirts, Doran.
No?
No, not at all.
Never?
Yeah, Jason Momoa, does he own a shirt? 412-928-9370. We got a caller on the line, and I don't have a name for the caller. Hello, caller. Good morning to you. This is what happens.
Hello?
Caller, Hello? What's your name, buddy?
This is Newman.
Newman! Good morning. What's up?
Good morning. As far as tomorrow, I worry a little bit about trap game. We got to stay on top of it and keep thinking it's a game, not just a game.
Yeah, you can't think about the record. You just can't.
I don't think you have time to.
No, you don't. You go into the game and you know what you're thinking about. You're thinking about Mr. Chubb. You're thinking about Jameis Winston, who's thrown 30 touchdowns in a season before. You're thinking about Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward. And I'll tell you who was all over the field was that safety from LSU. Last week, whose name now escapes me when I need it, because that's the way that goes. Anything else, Newman?
Yeah, I got
Grant Delpit. Sorry, go ahead.
Two quick things for you.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on Hendrickson for Defensive Player of the Year. He's balling.
Okay,
from Cincinnati.
And the last thing is Momoa. He still holds a house down in Perryopolis, Pennsylvania.
Shut the hell up! Are you
really
a Pittsburgh guy?
No, he did a movie out here. It was out that way. And he liked the place so much that he bought a house and comes back to it periodically to decompress.
Wow.
Well, how about that? Maybe he'll join us on the show. Thank you, Newman.
You're welcome, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you. Goodbye. You're a nice man.
Newman.
Jason Momoa filmed Sweet Girl.
Never heard of it.
Me neither.
Remember that one kid, Taylor? Lautner, I think.
Doran.
Mount Lebanon, he lived up there?
Yes, in Virginia Manor, which is like the, if you want to talk about hoity-toity Mount Lebanon, it's the hoitiest of toitiests. Had a house on a corner, and when he would leave, because me and my friends would like stake it out, my other buddy Gabe lived by there, when he would leave, they would leave with three black SUVs, and you didn't know which one he was in, mm-hmm. and they would go in three different directions because... You can imagine, he was dating Taylor Swift at the time.
That's right.
And all the fanfare that came with it. All them little South Hills girlies needed to find Taylor Lautner. It was like the president.
Yeah.
Like, bang, three different cars. It was insane.
Because he just did Twilight, so I think that's where he became really big.
Yeah.
And I don't know what movie he was filming, though. I forget.
I forget as well. But he was coming off big-time Twilight fame. It was him and who's the guy who played Batman in the dark version?
Yeah.
The handsome lad?
Yeah.
I'm going to forget. I forgot his name. Good actor. Not Hayden Christensen, but
no.
He kind of looks like him.
Oh, my gosh. I know what it is.
I know his name from Twilight, which is even more sad. Edward Cullen was the character's name. I'm on it. Mm-hmm. Robert Pattinson.
Pattinson. Goodness. Jesus. When am I going to do this?
He goes, is it Christian Bale?
Look up Batman Dark Knight. Is that not the right one?
No. Nope.
That is not the right one.
Sorry.
Yeah. Taylor Lautner back then Could have had any 18-year-old he wanted.
Yep.
That was an interesting time in my life.
He's around your age, right?
Has to be. But it was him or Pattinson, and there were factions. Like, girls either liked the Pattinson kid or they liked the Edward Cullen guy.
32.
Oh, he's 30. He's younger than me. Yeah, he also had a huge swimming pool.
Oh.
Yeah. 412-928-9370. Texter, Sweet Girl filmed in PNC Park and on the roof of it. Was it a good movie? 412-928-9370. Well, Penguins, if they were a movie, you knew how it ended, because it always ends the same way with them. We got to get into them a little bit before we get back to Steelers Brownies coming up at 7. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. If you want to get in on our conversation today, there's a couple of outlets to do it. In addition to the phone lines, you can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Doran, the Penguins lose again last night. They're up 2-0 going into the third period. It's the eighth time in 21 games they've blown a two-goal lead. That is really, really hard to do. Points to them. I didn't know if the Penguins would be able to achieve something this year that I deemed impossible.
Yep.
But here they are. Not only do they stink, they are truly elite at stinking.
Yes.
And Tristan Jarry, whom was very good for the entire game, also had one of the most laughable, irresponsible plays you will ever see a goaltender make in overtime. I don't know if he knows the rules. If they score in overtime, the game's over. He plays a man
out of the net.
He slides off the out of the crease and just to chase a guy behind the net. I've never seen anything like it. It just disastrous. They're only a point out of the playoffs.
Don't do this.
Well, okay, but I think it's important, because what are you? The eye test, those kinds of numbers, they tell you this team's not very good. But if you're only 1 point out of a playoff spot, you ask yourself, okay, what are you doing then? What are you doing then? Are you trying to suck and finish top five with a top five draft pick? Or, like, do you want to go for it and at least be relevant? Because if you want to do the latter and not the former, you fire the coach yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're good enough, I guess, to have two-goal leads in eight of these games that they blow. If you're good enough to hold the lead, or to have the lead, you should be good enough to hold the lead, if that makes sense.
How in the world are they 1 point out?
Like, bad league right now.
Yeah.
Bad league right now. And they have played two more games than the team that currently holds the final wild card spot.
Uh-huh.
So they could be, 5 points back.
Yeah, okay.
With the games in hand. But, like, are you trying to win or not?
I have no idea. I don't think they know what they want to do.
And they trade Lars Eller, and you're wondering, is this the start of a fire sale? Or are they trying to shake it up and kind of, for lack of a better way of saying it, shoot a hostage here? Like, are they trying to send a message to the group? I don't know. Maybe a little bit of both. It's just become hard to watch. And hard to watch even probably isn't going far enough. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, this is as bad as I can remember it being. I mean,
it's X-generation bad.
X-generation,
but with better players.
Uh-huh. That's what makes it even worse for me.
And when they played, most of the year when they've played good teams, they've got their ass kicked. Last night they didn't, at least on the scoreboard, get their ass kicked, but it's still embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing not to be a contender or even a playoff contender. It's another thing when the head coach, and this is what Sullivan did after the game, comes out and questions the want to.
Mm.
And when your coach is questioning the want to and your management, how are you not saying, okay, why are we blowing all these leads? Well, the coach seems to think it's because they don't care enough. Well, isn't it the coach's job to get them to care? And leadership's job, too, to get them to
care.
Yes. It's a shame. Because I was hoping at least that they would look like the last couple of years and make us feel like they had a chance. And they're not going to do that.
Nope.
7-10-4.
It's just tough.
Ouch.
Yep.
All right. Coming up next, Myles Garrett says things. T. TJ Watt responds, there seems to be a significant faction of people that legitimately believe Myles Garrett is better than TJ Watt. Despite all the statistics pointing to the contrary, I've got two theories on why, and I would like to run them by you when we come back.
Yes.
And also a question for Steelers fans about Myles Garrett at 412-928-9370. That's all next. But first, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event. Now through December 2nd, 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com.